Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Abhi Goldhar. I'm really excited about today's show, just like I am every single show for Think Realty Radio, because, you know, we're always learning something new. We're always learning something new, the next level strategy that you need to dominate your real estate investing game. And let me tell you something, I have an awesome show for you today. We're talking to Bill Twyford with Investors Edge University. And throughout the show, we'll be talking about his transition from a real estate agent, and including with that, now he's a real estate investor, why scripts are important to use when connecting with either homeowners or other brokers or agents or wholesalers and other investors. So that's going to be really cool. And I'm a huge fan of scripts too, don't get me wrong. It definitely helps to add that structure to an overall conversation, especially as you get started. So really excited about that conversation. And of course, how you can be the number one real estate investor in your area. So there's a lot here to talk about, including some of the cities that Bill is investing in, and how do you read markets on a week-to-week basis so that you know which ones to invest in. So it's going to be a fun show for you. Let's go ahead and grab Bill on the air and invite him to the show. Bill, welcome to Think Realty Radio. How are you doing, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, great.
To be on the radio and good to talk to you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me. Tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do.
Well, you know, I'm a real estate investor. I've been investing, now since about 97, 98. And I got to tell you what, I enjoy the heck out of real estate investing. I was a realtor before that. And before that, when I was a kid, I started out working with my dad as a painting contractor. And when I was 23, I started my own business and went into the, into painting and sandblasting tanks, water towers, and things like that. When I was 35 years old, I couldn't pass a respirator test, so I had to get out of the painting business because I had lung damage, and I went in and became a realtor in 1994. So 1994 is when I started selling real estate. And my first year in the business, I sold 79 homes and worked my way up to where I sold 574 homes in 4 years. So,
wow.
You know, and that's a lot of houses. It's a lot of work. But I got to tell you what, I was a prospecting machine and still am. That's what I do. So I find deals, get deals closed, and make things happen.
Well, hey, I'm a huge fan of that. What do you mean by being a prospecting machine? Because, you know, I'm sure you've heard, you speak with a lot of investors and agents and brokers and wholesalers across the country on a very regular basis, and everybody's screaming, hey, Bill, I can't find any deals right now. How do you prospect in an environment where there are no deals? Come on, Bill.
Well, there's deals in every single city in the country, and the reason I say there's deals in every city in the country, because there's people, even in a good market, there's people that are behind in payments. You know, whether it's a good market or it's a bad market, you can still make money in those markets. If a market's going up, you know, there's investors making a lot of money. If a market's going down, there's investors making a lot of money. However, they're just changing their strategies. So when I'm prospecting people, they're 30, 60, 90, 120-day late.
Yep.
They're behind on their mortgage. A lot of them are not a public record yet. So what I'm doing is I'm chasing them down, and I'm doing something different than everybody else. I'm giving people options. What I mean by that is I give them a package, what I call the Fed Up package. It's 10 options on what they can do to either buy time, save their house, or get out of their situation. And when I hand that document to them, it's about 30 pages. It's a little packet, and it's just an incredible how it's such an icebreaker when talking to homeowners about their situation. Because you got to remember, 99% of investors go out there, and if they knock on the door, they pick up the phone and call somebody that's in distress. They go, "Hey, how you doing? My name is Bob Jones. I'm a real estate investor. I see you're behind in payments and in foreclosure. I want to buy your house." Well, they don't want to sell their house.
Right.
So when you're prospecting, you have to learn what to say and how to say it, and take people where they need to go when they're in the right mode or mindset that they're in. You know, they may be in a denial situation where they deny that, you know, they're behind in payments. So you got to learn how to talk to people like that. And that's what I specialize in, is prospecting and finding the deals and working deals that nobody else wants to work.
What are some of the best ways that you're finding deals? You mentioned that you're after people and you find people that are 30, 60, 90 days late on their mortgage. Is that public mm-hmm. record? If so, where do you go? Do you have a conversation with the banks and their loss mitigation departments? What's the overall strategy there?
Now, you know, what I do is I talk to homeowners straight up and I just give them their options. And, you know, like I said, I chase 30, 60, 90 day lates. And then what I tell them is, listen, you know, what is your end goal here? What do you want to do? I mean, do you want to try to stay in your house? You want to, you know, sell your house, move out? You know, give me some numbers. What do you, you know, what's your house worth? What's the value of your home? What do you owe on it? How many payments are you behind? That kind of stuff. You know, so I want to just find out really where their mind's at. And when I'm out there prospecting people, the biggest thing I find in this business is, investors don't follow up. You know, when you get a lead, you're afraid to call people back. You're afraid they'll you know, work with somebody else, or you're bothering them. So, you know, you have to do these four things. One, you have to prospect to get new business all the time, couple hours a day. If you're working full time, if you're in the business full time as an investor, you got to be prospecting a couple hours a day to see a real change in your business. Then you've got to qualify the people that you're prospecting to see if they're a lead or not. And then you have to do effective lead follow-up. If you don't follow up with people, somebody else will. And mm-hmm. I know there's many people listening to this that have seen houses, they've talked to homeowners in the past, and all of a sudden they drive by 3 weeks later and there's a rehabber working on the house. That's because they didn't follow up, they didn't qualify, they didn't come across with the confidence, and they didn't build the confidence with the homeowner to say, "Hey, you're the person I need to work with." And that's what I specialize in doing, is helping people build confidence so they can get deals closed.
That's really interesting. I mean, it's the confidence part that a lot of new investors will struggle with. I know I struggled with it when I first started. And then I remember doing something very interesting. I remembered writing down what I was going to say. And it may not have been the right thing, quite frankly, Bill. But
right.
I know for me, when I wrote it down, I believed it. And then I read that script over and over and over. And then I started to own it. I started to get better. And all of a sudden, I knew what I was talking about.
And even if you didn't, they thought you knew what you were talking about.
That's right.
You know?
100%. How important, on a scale of like one to Bruce Lee, right? Like, how important is having a set process and a set script when speaking with homeowners?
It's 100%. I mean, I'll tell you what, it's the difference between doing $50,000 a year and $500,000 a year, because it is where the tire meets the pavement in this business, is learning what to say, learning how to say it. And, you know, words are only 7%. So when you learn what to say, now you don't have to think about what to say, and you can focus on what's important. And that is, how is the homeowner or your customer handling what you're saying? How is your customer, what is their body language doing? You know, are they leaning back? Are they leaning in? Are their arms crossed? What's going on? Because when you learn what to say, you don't have to think about what to say. And when you don't have to think about what to say, what happens is it becomes a reaction, automatic. It's just like when we're walking down the street, we don't think, okay, we need to blink our eyes.
That's right.
We need to take a breath. We don't think of that because it just becomes natural. We just do it.
It becomes natural and we just do it. That's exactly the type of experience that I, as a homeowner, want to have with somebody like you. We got to go to break, though. Check out Bill, investorsedgeuniversity.com, and we'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
This is Tammy, the lady boss of real estate, inviting you to join our contrarian movement of revolutionizing, promoting, and supporting the extraordinary women of real estate. We are disrupting the status quo, setting new standards while standing for transformational change of all women. Lady Boss Real Estate embodies the entrepreneurial spirit, supports diverse roles, empowers the advancement, freedom, and self-sufficiency of all women through real world, real life real estate while having fun doing deals and heels. Join us at LadyBossRealEstate.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
¶¶
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. Be sure to check out Barnes & Noble. You know why? Because you'll find Think Realty Magazine. That's right. We have a print copy of Think Realty Magazine as well. You can check out Barnes & Noble and also the 84 Lumber Stores. We're back with my guest, Bill Twyford, and we're talking about the perfect script that you need to succeed as a real estate investor. It's the difference between making $50,000 a year and $500,000 a year in this business, as Bill says. So, Bill, I know you have a couple of scripts and a couple sample scripts. We were talking about it during the break. What scripts do you recommend we start out with, and maybe you can share a few?
Well, sure. And you know, the first thing you have to realize is you have to get out of the mindset of I need to put a deal together, because the problem that a lot of investors have is, oh my gosh, I need to get a deal closed in the next 30 days because I need to get paid, I need to get money, I need to make money. Well, I understand everybody needs to make money, but the problem is when you go in with that kind of a mindset, what you're going to find out, you're going to find out that it's transparent. The homeowners will see that when they can look into your eyes, or they can hear in your tonalities that's all about the money, then they shy away from you. So the harder you push them to sign something, they're pushing you back just as hard because they know you're all about the money. Mm-hmm. So first you've got to change that. You got to change your thought pattern and talk to them about solutions. What do I have to do to help you out of this situation? What, like I said earlier, what is your end result? Do you want to keep your house? Do you want to sell your house? What do you want to do? So what I tell homeowners all the time is, and I investors too, I say the first thing you have to do is you have to put your customer first. Always do what's best for the homeowner. Don't just do what's best for you. Do what's best for the homeowner. Now, that being said, when we're talking to a homeowner, I'm going to say to the homeowner, hi, my name is Bill. I was at the courthouse the other day. I noticed you have a pending problem with your property, which means you'd be one, two, or three payments behind. We specialize in helping the homeowners buy time to stay in their home. What I'd like to do is give you this free information packet, which gives you your 10 options on what you can do to buy time. Now, what are you working on right now with your mortgage company? That's my entrance to my script. Now, what they feel is they think, okay, he's talking to me about buying time. He's not talking to me about buying my house.
I love that, right? Like, the moment that you said that script, I thought the two words, buy time. Perfect. That puts me at ease as a homeowner.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
No, that puts me at ease as a homeowner, right? I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, Bill actually cares about me, not about himself.
That's correct. And, you know, here's the thing. You've got to get to buy time in about 10 to 12 seconds. Hi, my name is Bill. I was at the courthouse the other day. I noticed your lender publicly posted your home for sale. We specialize in helping homeowners buy time to stay in their home. What I'd like to do is give this free information packet. It's got your 10 options on it on what you can do to buy time. What are you working on right now with your mortgage company? See, I'm handing him the packet as I'm saying that. I'm not thinking about what to say. But see, that was a different script. The first script was pending problem. Those are people that are 30, 60, 90, 120 days late, but they're not a public record. The other people are people that are in foreclosure. I say your lender has publicly posted your home for sale. As I'm standing there, I have what I call a proof of docs. The proof of docs is the document that shows that it's been posted as a foreclosure. So when I'm doing that and I'm talking to the homeowner, I say, I notice your lender, and I point to the document and I step out of the way and I point to the document. I notice your lender has publicly posted your home for sale. We specialize in helping homeowners buy time to stay in their home. What I want to do is give you a free information packet on what you can do to buy time with your 10 options.
That's so smart.
So it's a better way to approach the homeowners, because now you're really putting their needs first. and they feel that versus somebody going, hey, how you doing? My name is Bill. I'm a real estate investor. I see you've been having some problems with your mortgage payments, and I wanted to give you one of my cards here and just let you know that if you want to sell your house, I buy houses and we can close quick. Well, 9 out of 10 people in that situation don't want to sell their house. Sure, those are the people we're looking for, but they're not the people. Here's the thing. It's a process. They have to go through the denial stage and then go through the anger and the depression stage, you know. So what I do is I'm just walking with them. And 9 out of 10 people I talk to at the door face-to-face, which I do a hell of a lot of door knocking, but 9 out of 10 people I talk to, they want to save their house. And another thing they want to do is they want to go ahead and see what they can work out with a mortgage company by doing a modification. So then I have what we call a modification conversation. And the modification conversation goes kind of like this. They say, oh, you know, well, we've got it already taken care of. We'll work on our modification. I show you a modification. That's great. So basically what you're telling me is you're trying to keep the home. Is that correct? And they go, well, yeah. Now I get them saying yes. Okay, so I say something I know that they're going to say yes to, which leads them into saying yes to other things. So I say, oh, that's great. So you're going to go ahead and try to save your property. That's great. Now, what bank are you working with? Well, I'm working with Wells Fargo. Well, you know, Wells is kind of good to work with. Sometimes they're a little tough. I got to tell you, let me give you a few tips. When you're doing the package, let me ask you this first. And I do that purposely. Well, let me ask you this first. Have you got all the paperwork turned in? Oh, you know, no, we haven't got it all turned in yet. They just sent us a packet. I said, well, great. Let me give you an example here of what you're going to have to fill out. You're going to need the RMA, which is a request for modification affidavit. You're going to need the 4506T. You're going to need 2 years of tax returns, 2 months of bank statements. You have to fill all that paperwork out and get it to them. But let me give you a tip here. When you fax it to them, because they're going to ask you to fax it to them, when you fax it to them, fax it at least 4 or 5 times a day for a couple days until they get it, because they're going to tell you they didn't get it. And they go, well, thanks for telling me that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Or they'll say, oh, yeah, we sent it in, and they said they didn't get the document, so we've been sending them in again. You know, and they go, well, you're exactly right. So now what I'm saying to them, they know it's true. Because I know how the system works with that. So I give them information that some people know is true, and the other people are just starting in the modification process, and they don't know this to be true. But I'm doing what I call, when you're at the door, you're establishing value. Because people feel compelled to talk to you if they think that you can help them out of their situation. And buying their house is not helping them out of their situation 9 out of 10 times. Now, down the road, I realized about 60% of people will get modifications, but 85% of the people that get the modifications are going to fail in the trial period, which is 3 to 4 months. They have to be on trial payments. So I know it's just a lead follow-up game. And you know what? I built the rapport. I helped them a little bit, answering some questions on a modification, and then boom. They can't make the payments. I follow up with them every month. Hey, did you make your payment on your modification or trial? Yeah, I made it. Did you make your payment? No, I missed it. Gosh, what are you going to do? They're going to, you know, the bank's going to come. They're going to, you know, get that foreclosure sale date set, and you're going to lose your house. Well, you know, Bill, you know, you've been working with us. And we want to work with you. Well, now all of a sudden, I'm the guy they want to work with.
So,
because I'm the one giving them information.
So I love this strategy because it puts me, the person, and you, the person, if we're speaking with the homeowner, puts us squarely in line with their best interests. And if they firmly believe that we have their best interests at heart, and sure, I mean, of course they know that we're probably going to make a little bit of money on it. But
yeah,
if we are more in line with their best interest than anybody else, we are going to win. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk about Investor's Edge University when we come back. My guest, Bill Twyford. So hang on. It's just heating up right here on Think Realty Radio. Got to go to break. See you in a sec.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
B. Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
All right, we're back. I'm Avi Golhar, your host for Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Bill Twyford with Investor's Edge University. Now, we've been talking about scripts, and we've been talking about being there for your homeowner and really truly caring about them. This doesn't work if you're like trying to fake it until you make it with caring for other people. You really genuinely have to care for the folks that you're working with. If you don't do that, then you're going to lose the game, and you're doing it for the wrong purpose and the wrong objective and the wrong everything. What we have to do is dig deeper and truly understand the why. Not only your why as the real estate investor, but then, of course, the why for the homeowner. And in doing so, you start to put that homeowner at ease. And Bill, I know during the break we were kind of talking a little bit about this ease and helping the homeowner get there. Kind of help me understand what that means for you and how you'd make that happen and make that possible.
Well, you know, the thing is it's all about taking the homeowner down the path that they want to go down. I know that about 8 out of 10 people are going to probably lose their home when they start getting 4, 5, 6, 7 payments behind. I know that. And it's probably a tough situation for them to go through. I totally understand that. So what I want to do is it's not that I'm trying to be their friend. It's not that I'm trying to manipulate them into doing what I want them to do. I'm really giving them the best options that's for them. And when I'm handing them out the Fed Up package with their 10 options on it, I'm telling them, these are your 10 options, what you've got, what you can do. And number 10 is do nothing and lose your house. So that's one option, you know, and that is an option. So people will ask me sometimes, well, why are, you know, and homeowners ask me this, well, if this is free, I mean, how do you get paid? I say, you know, that's a great question. You know, it is free, and it is a service I offer by handing out these to homeowners that are in distress. However, let me show you, I've got a list here of 650 people. They're in your same situation. They're good people in a bad situation right now. To me, it's a numbers game. I might be able to help you save your house, and it takes a little of my time to do that. But the guy across the street, I might not be able to help. He might want to just sell his house, and I go in and buy his house, and I make money on that deal. So to me, it's just a numbers game. And they go, well, okay, but that makes sense, because it is a numbers game for me. And, you know, the way I take the attitude when I go to the door, I truly have my mindset is, listen, if you don't answer the door, it's your loss, not mine, because I'm here to establish value. I'm here to give you information that will help you get through this situation. If you decide not to open the door because you're embarrassed, or you decide not to open the door because you don't think you have a problem, then you know what? It's your loss, not mine, because I've got a list of 600 people. I'm going to the next one. Whether you answer the door or not, I'm going to the next one. So, yep. And another thing I do real quick is if somebody invites me to their house and they want to talk about their options, I always say, okay, not a problem. Let's go ahead and sit down and talk about this. However, I have an appointment in the next 15 minutes, so I've only got about 10 minutes. And they go, okay, no problem. We'll make it quick. So I get their information and I get their phone number. I go in, talk to them a little bit, because I don't want to be locked into those two-hour conversations with a homeowner that wants to tell me their whole life story about how they got in this situation, how they're not a loser because they're in foreclosure. I get that. I understand that. But I'm now in control of my time. So I'm not getting sucked into a house that I'm going to be in there for 2 hours. And here's the thing. If you prospect, like I tell you to prospect, you won't get sucked into those deals because you'll have a schedule and you have to hit so many numbers a day. And the only reason you get sucked into those deals, those two-hour conversations, is one, you don't control the conversation. Two, you don't control your schedule. And three, you're desperate to get a deal, so you'll sit there for 2 hours with a homeowner and listen to all their stuff they want to tell you because you don't have any other deals to work. So you don't want to fall into that trap that a lot of investors fall into, and that is being desperate.
So what's really interesting that you said about leveraging your time. I remember I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I just come off learning a lot of lessons in inner city Detroit, investing in real estate. This was maybe back in 2004 and 5. And when I started door knocking, you're absolutely right. Like sometimes people can be just time vampires, right? Like they'll say, hey, why don't you come in for a cup of coffee? And then you're there for 3 hours and now it's awkward. And you're just sitting there all day trying to take notes. And at this point, you're like, I want to get out of here. Like I want to go grab some pizza and like relax. But it's not an efficient use of your time if you have one appointment and it's all day talking to one homeowner that may not pan out. I really like the idea of saying, hey, I have an appointment in 15 minutes. I have about 10 minutes to talk to you and you know, sit down and meet with you. And then things go a lot quicker. I love that. What's interesting too is I was reading a little bit about you, and you started off as a real estate agent, and I'm sure you know that most real estate agents don't really get involved in the real estate investing side. What did you do differently that kind of molded your mind in saying, you know what, I'm going to leverage what I know as a real estate agent, but then also be an investor? How do you get there as an agent for those real estate agents that are listening right now?
Well, it's funny. You know, I when I got into business, my first year, like I said, I sold 79 homes, but I was working 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. I was not working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because I was building a house. My mentor, Mike Ferry, told me, he goes, listen, you need to prospect. You need to make, if you want to do 100 deals a year, you have to talk to 100 people a day. And I said, okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I'll do it. And I did. And the thing of it is, as a painting contractor, I would go out and I would knock on the door. I would go out to the refineries and go talk to the purchasing agents. I wouldn't pick up the phone and call them. I'd go talk to them face to face. So what I learned as prospecting and just out of survival, because when I was 23 years old, you know, I left a little town in Iowa where I had bought my first house at 18 years old, and my house payment was $200 a month. Well, debt's always been a great motivator for most people. Well, when I was 23, I moved to Texas. I bought a real nice house in Houston, and my payment went from $200 a month to $1,920 a month. That was in 1982. Mm. Now, I didn't have any jobs at the time, but I was starting a brand new business. But my whole thing was I thought, you know what? I've got to make this work. So I went out prospecting, door knocking for refineries, for jobs, for painting in their plants. So I took that knowledge and I went into the real estate business in 94. And my mentor says, he goes, listen, you got to talk to people. You got to get in front of people. That's your job. So I said, okay, no problem. I can do that because I've done that in the past. So now here I am going out, door knocking, making phone calls, calling expireds, just listed, just sold as a real estate agent. And when I would call up, you know, properties that were expired as an agent, I would just call and say, hey, how you doing? My name is Bill with Coldwell Banker. I noticed your listing expired. When do you plan on interviewing agents for the job of selling your home?
Mm.
What'd you like about your last agent? What are you looking for in your next agent? Why do you think your home didn't sell? And I just went down my script. And, you know, within 11 days out of 42 agents, I was the number one agent in the office. And I was just in my first 11 days. And I'm thinking, well, this isn't hard to win at this game. But then I found out in 1998, and it's funny, you know, I say that, but it is. I mean, here I am, July 19th, I get my license. By the 31st of July, I was the listing leader, the sales leader, the referral leader, and I got an award called Premier Performance Award, where you put 10 deals on the board in a month, you get an award for that. Well, I wasn't the closing leader because I didn't make closings yet, but I had two closings the next month. And all of a sudden, I won the closing leader, and for 39 months in a row, I won all the awards in the office. You know, so I didn't make a lot of friends. But you know, Mike used to tell me, he says, "Listen, in the real estate business, you're not going to make friends if you're a realtor. You're either going to be productive and not have friends, or you're going to be non-productive and be friends with all the realtors." I said, "No, I'm in it to make money." So in 1998, here I am doing 194 deals.
Hey, Bill, we got to go to break. We got to go to break, but I have something really funny to share with you as soon as we come back.
Okay.
So Think Realty Nation, check out InvestorsEdgeUniversity.com and stick around. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day training. To learn more, go to kevinshortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com, and join my mailing list. And also, listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
Are you ready to become a smarter investor and start generating passive monthly income by investing in tax liens and distressed real estate properties? Then you're ready for the PIP Group, a fully passive turnkey service provider offering investment opportunities in tax liens, deeds, fix and flips, foreclosures, and more. Go to PIPGroup.com now to get the education you need to be a profitable investor. The PIP Group, the experts in tax liens and distressed real estate investments. ThePIPGroup.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. Now, I know you enjoy the show, and if you're just tuning in, listen. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, hit play on some of your favorite episodes of Think Realty Radio. And I would also suggest that you pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's at the 84 Lumber Stores. You can pick up a copy, read, absorb the information, and then go execute. It's not good enough just to think about things and to read things without taking massive action. And before the break, if you're just returning with us, I certainly appreciate you hanging around and sticking around. Before the break, Bill mentioned that his mentor, Mike Ferry, who's a legend in the real estate arena, if you don't know him, Google him. He said, listen, if you want to do 100 deals in a year, then you have to call 100 people a day. And that is massive action. So, Bill, I certainly appreciate that. One of the things that I want to point out that you said as we're going to break was – if you're a real estate agent and all you do is make friends with other real estate agents by going to, say, happy hours or all these real estate agent parties, you're probably losing the game. You're probably part of the agent population that makes on average $44,000 a year. You're broke and you have no idea what you're doing, and you're finding opportunities pass you by. That's a challenge for me, right? Like, so, Bill, the question that I pose to you is, how do I – let's say I'm a real estate agent. I'm not, but let's say I'm a real estate agent. How do I make that leap?
Well, you know, it's really a mindset. You know, I got to tell you, when Don LaFaber hired me July 19th of 1994, you know, I told him, I said, now listen, I said, here's how I'm going to get my business. I'm just going to make phone calls. I'm going to collect expired listings, just listed and just sold, and I'm going to cold call people and call for sale by owners. He says, you know, it's funny. He says, I've got a guy that I know that you sound just like him. And he handed me some Mike Ferry tapes. Well, Mike Ferry happened to be having a what you call a superstar retreat in 1994. So I went to that 2 weeks later, and I thought, oh my God, this guy thinks just like I do. You know, this is what I want to do. So what I did was I went in and implemented his system, and he said, you're not going to do floor time, you're not going to go to sales meetings, you're not going to go on tour with the other knucklehead realtors. That's how he says it. So I said, all right. So I got back from that after 6 days of that, and I told Don, I said, listen, I said, you got to pull me off the floor schedule. He said, well, you're a new agent, you got to do it. And I said, nope. I said, I can't do it. And he says, well, it's required. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I said, I can't do it. I said, I'll have to work somewhere else then, because my mentor told me I can't do it. So I can't do floor time, and I can't do the tours and all that. He said, well, that's not going to go over well with the other agents. I said, I totally understand. But I said, I'm in the business to make money and to become the number one agent for Coldwell Banker in the country. Well, you know what? And he says to me, he goes, well, all right. He says, but he goes, you're going to get backlash. I said, I'm all right with that. And so then he wanted to put me in, you know, and when I first moved in, he wanted to put me in an office with a window. And I said, hey, I don't need a window with an office. That's too many distractions. I said, don't you have another area? And he said, well, he says, we've only got this area back here, but that's our storage room. And there's two storage rooms. I said, well, hell, you don't need both those storage rooms. Let's just clean one of them out. That's where my office will be. There's no windows in there. It's kind of like a closet. I said, I'll just work in there. And it's like 12 by 15. So I'll just work in there. He goes, all right. Well, if you want to do that, that's fine. So I did. And you know what? The mindset of getting out of the normal real estate agent activities is to not get involved in them. And I understand you lose friends, you lose people. People think that you think you're better than everybody. But you know what? I just don't like the activities that they do, because they're non-productive activities. Mm. You know, la-di-da-ing around and stuff and going to tour. I'm not looking to sell their houses. I'm looking to sell the houses I listed. And I tell that to homeowners. I would always say to the homeowner, they would say, what are you going to do? You're going to hold any open houses to sell my home? I said, no, I don't do open houses. And I said, and they go, well, why not? I said, because the open houses have been proven to be a non-productive activity. And I said, here's the thing you're going to find out. You'll have all kinds of realtors that want to list your house that say they're going to hold your house open on Sunday, which is the slowest day of the week. So I said, why would you do a non-productive activity on the slowest day of the week?
Right.
And they go, well, that makes sense. And I say, you know what they do? They take your home. These other agents will take your home and use it as a magnet to attract buyers. And then they'll go out and drive those buyers around for 3 or 4 weeks and try to sell them somebody else's house if they don't want your house. You're not hiring me to do that. You're hiring me to sell your home. My job is to get your home sold. That's what I call good service. Anything less than that is not service. So let me go ahead and show you how I'm going to sell your house. I'm not going to go ahead and work with buyers. Buyers that call off my listings, if they don't buy my listings, I turn them over to somebody else in the office, because my job is to sell your home.
Yep.
And they go, okay, well, that sounds great. That's what I'm looking for, somebody to sell my property. And then they'll say to me something like, will you lower your commission? And I say, no. Any other questions? And they go, well, the other agent said they'd lower their commission. I always say to them this. I would say there's a lot of agents out there that will lower their commission. But you know what scares me about that? If they don't have the courage to stand up for their own worth,
right,
how strong could they possibly be negotiating the sale of your biggest asset, your home?
That's right.
Why would you hire somebody like that? See, with me, you have somebody strong,
right,
and that's what you want, isn't it? And they go, well, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and sign the contract. You know? And that's how I would do it, you know. So I didn't get involved with the other agents in the office. It just, I was like, hey, how you doing? I was friendly. I was in there. I was always in there at 6 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I'd leave at 3 o'clock because I'd have appointments 4, 5, and 6, and 7 o'clock at night, 3, 4 a day, most of the listing appointments from prospecting. And I never got involved in there. In fact, they would come back every week or every month. They would come back and they'd hand me all the certificates that I won for the office. And finally, after about 6 months, I told Don, I said, the broker, I said, listen, take me out of the realm of all this crap. Let somebody else have this stuff. I don't need it. And he's just like, I know, but, you know, then they even look at you even in a worse way. Like, well, I said, listen, take me out of it. Let somebody else win this stuff. I said, I'm really not in the game with these guys. I got a whole different thing going on. So, and it doesn't, you know, and I never came off cocky about it. It was just, it's the reality of trying to work your way out of the typical mindset, because it's easy. Like I always say, you want to keep a crab in a bucket. The way you keep a crab in a 5 gallon bucket, you put another crab with them. And you know what? I had a big stop sign on my door. It said, stop, please do not enter, I'm prospecting. And I never had agents would ever come back and talk to me because I don't want to talk to them. I'm prospecting, you know? So that's what I did. I just kind of moved out of that lifestyle of the typical realtor. It just wasn't my game plan at all.
That's fair.
And, you know, is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think if you want to achieve extraordinary results, you have to do things extraordinarily differently. And that's not going to these happy hours. It's a total waste of time.
It is. And you know what's so funny? My role play partners were people always doing more than me. When I was doing 100 and my third year, I did 178 deals. So Mike said, listen, I'm going to hook you up with 3 role play partners, and they're huge because I know you can get the 500 deals a year. So Karen Bernardi was one of my role play partners. She was the number one REMAX agent in North America back then. My other role play partner was Marty Rodriguez, the number one Century 21 agent back then. And Maxine Gellens was the number one Prudential agent in the world. Those are my 3 role play partners. And the reason Mike picked them is because he knew I could take it to the next level. However, I got to 194 deals my fourth year, and I got into the investing bug, and I switched over. I could see that I could make more money in less time talking to less people. And what I did was I just went ahead and moved over to the investing side of things and working with people in foreclosure. So I felt it was a better use of my time, too, because I could go in, I could partner up with some of the equity with the homeowners, I could help them buy time, show them how to work the system a little bit, and it worked out great for me. And then I ended up getting into the speaking arena about 2002, something like that, 2003. And started speaking, but here's the thing. We speak, plus we do deals. A lot of people that start speaking quit doing deals because there's a lot of money in the speaking business.
That's right. But, and that's a challenge that I have with all these gurus sometimes, right? It's like, hey, stop, just, you know, quit your job and actually get deals done. Let me see what you're actually doing. So I appreciate that about you, Bill. That's the show. We got to go. Thanks so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it. Check them out. Go to InvestorsEdgeUniversity.com. Have questions for me, ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And until next time, happy investing.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at ThinkRealtyRadio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Stop into Lowe's for everything you need to get your home organized for the new year. Right now, you can save on storage solutions for the whole home with up to 25% off select storage and organization products. If you're looking to maximize your space, save big with the Etzel 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit, now only $69.98. It's versatile enough to be used in the garage or the kitchen. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-9-2019 while supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.